from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
What's going on? What are you still working on? Tanya Dahaskigon, then on Zewatahun Sadache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
It is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nichkimink, Doug Farquhar's Indigenous Cause. Meanwhile, Sean Story. Esna Minwa and Ishnabi Newewin. And Sean, we're going to start off our special project that we have here called Indigenous Music from Across Canada. It's one we're going to do for the month of March, from the 10th of March through to the end of March. Gives us time to let people hear about Indigenous musicians, and if they go on holidays, it gives them free time to try and find these musicians, pieces of music. And why I'm doing it now for this time of the year, any of those young people out there who want to listen to Indigenous artists and have a favorite, send us your suggestions, and we'll see if we can get more interviews on here at CFRC.ca on Aboriginal Voices. And what's the email address, Sean?
It would be Aboriginal Voices at CFRC.ca.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. So Sean's the host tonight.
And oh, I don't know that I'm the host. I'm a co-host.
There you go.
And I'm going to start off with number one. Okay. So we got that there. Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers.
Oh, good.
You know Gary, right?
I know the Troublemakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, one sitting here and one sitting there.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's got his own Troublemakers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so it's Gary Farmer. He's well, it says here Haudenosaunee, but I believe he's Oneida.
Okay.
And he's a legendary actor and musician, and he's known for his powerful presence. Mm. I would say that.
Yes.
I would say that he has a powerful presence. How else could you be an actor?
Well, that's right. But you walk into a room and he's there.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say anything. He is just powerful.
Yeah. He's just one of those lights, I guess.
Yeah.
Along with his band, the Troublemakers, he blends traditional blues with a grit that only comes from decades of storytelling. And he uses his platform to highlight Indigenous rights and the raw beauty of life on the res.
Mm, that's going to be a wonderful way to start off this project tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Gary had a role in our, yours and my, our learning and our movement into media. But I remember the first day, I met him, and then he asked me to come and chat with him. I met him through the FNTI at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so back in the late 1980s. But he was helping a couple of people at FNTI set up the media project there. But
No, he was there with his magazine. I think they were printing it or something.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
The Runner.
But that's right. Yeah, The Runner.
Yeah, I don't... when FNTI had the printing service.
Mm.
He was there.
Good. That helps me because it places Gary Farmer there and a few of the other people that I'd met. But then Gary did contact me through my language learning class in the 90s. And he said, I want to talk to you, but can you come out to my place? And he's got a farm out in Tamworth.
Oh, no way.
And
I had one.
Yeah. And I'm just going back to I don't know, 1992, 93, somewhere in that zone. And it was summertime, and it was warm, and I went out to his place. He has no electricity, but also no sounds of cars or trucks or tractors or anything nearby. I just thought, oh, this is great, and it's so close to the lake Ontario. So I thought, oh, this is a great spot. And we sat on his porch outside, and he chatted with me for a while about this idea he had. And we talked and came up with some ideas that we could do. I wasn't quite sure why I was included in this, other than later he said, oh, well, you have contact with young people. And, because my connections at Queen's University and the school board in the area teaching and also going to the language school. So anyway, that's I got to talk to him a number of times in the first half of the 1990s. Yeah, it was good. All right, what song did you get?
Oh, well, we got the Beautiful Morning.
I can just see this morning. But it's blues. Wonder what it's going to be like.
Oh, I don't know. Probably bluesy. Likely harmonica.
It's a beautiful morning, oh yeah. It's been a rugged road to say along the way, but we must keep our heads held high, oh yeah. And don't you fear the future now, oh no. It's a beautiful morning, oh yeah. Like peaches, apple pie, wonderful day. I can't stop thinking about my baby back at home. When I return, I'll be so fine along the high road that we face. It don't matter what the pace, with wonders in our heart, working through the troubles in our day. I'm so curious how daily life is going. Since I've been tied up in a knot, 'cause we shed so much for so long. The world is turning faster than the speed of light. It's a beautiful morning, oh yeah. We gotta keep Mother Earth spinning and spinning. There's nothing we can do is one, I know. 'Cause you're the special one today. Work on all the matters, faithful we will stay.
beautiful morning. Oh, oh.
Well, that was pretty gritty blues. And now we're going to move into smooth, shimmering world of R&B. And what's R&B anyway?
Rhythm and blues.
Okay, so we're going to go from straight blues to rhythm and blues. We've had Natasha Fisher's music on a number of times in 2025 and early 26, and here she is. You ready for this one? Did you know she comes from the Thunder Bay area?
No.
She's a Ojibwe artist, makes massive waves in the Aboriginal pop scene. Mm-hmm. And she's known for her ethereal vocals. Oh, that ought to be fun. And her ability to fuse contemporary electronic production with deeply personal songwriting. And she's a voice of a new generation. And you've heard some of her work. What was your first reaction when you started hearing her singing?
Help me out, Doug. I don't really remember her.
Oh, okay. We played her music from I guess in October, November of 2025, and sort of bluesy style. And I'm hoping that's what she
I'm
has.
I'm sure I'll remember it once I hear it.
Ah, okay. Well, here's her song, "Shade of Blue."
It's hard to define this place. I'm seeing everything a different way. I'm just a hue of who I used to be, with your shadow hanging over me. There's part of me that blames myself for taking so long to climb my way out. But you are somebody different than camouflaging as a better man.
So
Okay, that was cool, Natasha Fisher. But next, Doug, we have Tom Wilson.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Now, I was, I had the fortune, the great luck, the good fortune, I guess, the good fortune to interview Tom Wilson, and I looked him up and everything like that, and it turns out he was in Back to the Future. He played Biff.
Oh, is that right?
No, that's not right.
Oh.
It's Tom Wilson, but it's a different Tom Wilson. So this is Tom Wilson, who is a Mohawk, and he's a veteran of the Canadian rock scene. And he has spent decades knowing his true heritage, not knowing his true heritage. So after discovering his indigenous roots later in life, his music took on a profound new layer of identity. And so he is a multidisciplinary artist whose work explores the complexities of finding oneself.
Mm. That's really important. And I remember the interview that you did with Tom, and he was actually going somewhere near your community to play music. And but you had the fortune of getting him while he was traveling from one place to the next.
That was back in the summer, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I we interviewed him, I interviewed him.
Yes.
Anyways.
And it was really good because you had him laughing at times, and he even said near the end of the interview, he really enjoyed spending time with you.
Yeah, I like to think I have that effect on everyone, but I don't.
You put yourself down. Don't do that, because I listened to it twice. Maybe we could get it to share with people, to rebroadcast it. I'll look back and see if we have it.
Alrighty. Anyways, so I had the fortune. Now, if you're one for out driving, you could go over to the Picton...
The old airfield?
No. I don't even know what it's really called, but it used to be a church.
Hmm.
And it hasn't been a church, I guess, since the 1920s. And it was turned into a museum.
Oh.
The name of the museum is escaping me right now. But if you were to go there, it has... one of Tom Wilson's artistic creations, like paint and mixed media sort of thing. So I would encourage any and all out there who have a car and like to drive to go over there to the.
Is it a museum? Is it the Prince Edward County Municipal Museum?
Let's say that's what it's called. I don't think there's a...
There's like the Macaulay Heritage Park.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
I was going to say it's over beside the Macaulay Mountain. And
I just happened to think of the places I've been there, and when you said church, I thought, okay.
So it's a ginormous church that they've converted to be a museum, and I believe Aaron right now is the what, curator?
Oh, okay.
Maybe? Maybe she's not. Anyways, she's there, and she took us for a tour, I guess, through the museum.
Hmm. You know, it's funny.
Forward, I believe, is...
Oh, okay.
is maybe the name of the...
Yeah, I know they're open in the... the museum's open in the summertime, you know, like from the long weekend in May through to just after the Labor Day weekend in September. So are they open regular times after that, or...?
Well, when I was there, when we were there, it appeared to me that, yes, that was, in fact, the case, that it was open regularly.
Oh, okay.
Do I have the schedule on me?
No, no, that's all right. No. Just people could look for it. It's the Macaulay Museum, right?
Yeah, well, we could certainly
Hang on. No, it is the Macaulay Heritage Park.
Okay, yeah. that's what it is. If that's what you say, Doug, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, it's on my map.
Oh, okay.
One of the places I have to go to do family history stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So you can go there, and as I said before, there's at least one piece there. There may be more than one, but there is one large, very, very large piece that is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads into what song are you going to do from Tom Wilson?
Oh, We Live in Dreams.
Yeah. All artwork is in dreams, isn't it?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We Live in Dreams, Tom Wilson. Well, we're going to head back to the Grand River now, and you know, we're going to get a voice that captured the hearts of the nation in the TV show called The Launch. Remember The Launch? the excitement that was around that?
Well, I don't really remember there being excitement, but I do remember the show being advertised.
I got to watch it. I was really surprised because Logan Statz was on and we saw him. We got to meet him and he became part of our family room on the evenings that the launch show was on when it was first broadcast with Logan. And it was funny because we kind of listened to him and we saw a progression of here's the music that he played before he got on the show, and then listening to the suggestions and the ideas and the practicing that he had to go through to, and then before he went on stage, you know, he did a preview of his stage work. But when he did go on in the competition, we were cheering him on. It was great. So anyway, that was our look at watching an introduction to Logan Statz. But hey, he's Mohawk, and he grew up between Six Nations Reserve and the town of Brantford. I would have said he grew up in Oshwegan. That would cover all of it. But his music is a bridge between the two worlds, you see, and he's got a voice that sounds like a wood stove and velvet, and like that. What's the sound of a wood stove crackling and that sort of thing?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that must be what it is. Yeah. Anyway, but he creates folk rock anthems. Oh, I didn't know that. And but there's a lot of healing ceremony as they are being performed. So, yeah.
Nice.
Anything you want to say about Logan?
Well, not anything nice.
Oh, come on.
No, he's a fine performer. There's some tunes that he performs that I do enjoy.
Good. Well, here's one.
And I'm certainly happy that he did, go all the way on the launch and win the big show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here comes Logan Statz, Medicine Wheel.
Sage grows in the ditches, a cedar grows in the shade, tobacco gets turned to ash before we even pray. The sweet grass dries and dies before we twist it into braids, and that old wheel keeps on turning each and every day. That whole forsaken town, it's built on sacred ground, and you call it your new home, well, we call it our tombstone. This merry-go-round, it's on our burial ground. There's fire in our water, there's poison in our grows in the ditches, the seed grows in the shade, tobacco gets turned to ash before we even pray. The sweet gets dries and dies before we twist it into braids. It all wheel keeps on turning each and every day. And a bloodstained Bible, you tell me love's my rival, and you call us some heathens for the things we believe in. Everything you're preaching, it goes against our teachings. After all the pain I've witnessed, I still should you forget it. Grows in the ditches, the cedar grows in the shade, tobacco gets turned to ash before we even pray. The sweet gets dries and dies before we twist it into braids.
you know, so we're going to kick things off with another one here from the country flair of the prairies. Yeah. We interviewed this fellow a number of years ago. He was going out on the road. I guess he works as an educator, and he was just getting ready to go out on the road after school was finished. And he was going to go to a whole lot of communities in the Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and then in northern Alberta. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, yeah, kind of neat. It was fun to chat with him about his work, but then it turns out that he's actually from Manitoba, Jerry Serretta. And he brings classical Nashville sound to his indigenous roots. Okay. Oh, cool. So what does that mean to you?
I have no idea, Doug.
Country music, right? Well, Nashville. So we'll have to go and listen to some Nashville songs. And I'm sure there are people out there shouting at me, we know what Nashville is. But
yeah, anyway. Minnie Pearl.
Oh, there you go.
Minnie Pearl and apple pie, that's what Nashville is.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's also known for his high energy performances and storytelling. And Jerry Serretta has become a staple on the Indigenous music charts, providing that country music is a natural home for many storytellers. I like that.
Yeah, okay. I would say that too.
Mm-hmm. I know he's a good storyteller because he asked how much time we had, and I said, oh, well, we've got lots of time, no problem. You want to talk for 15, 20 minutes with me? And he took me up on that, and it turned out to be a 35-minute chat. I loved it because I learned a lot about, you know, what he sees when he goes out to work with students in the communities as well as play for the community. But this song is called I Met a Woman.
Oh.
Some good times with some good girls. I gave the outlaw life a good whirl. I've been some places, done some things I never should have done. Yeah, I've been close to love. Thought that I would ever settle down. That's a thought I couldn't wrap my headstrong head around. I was a drifter on a road that only ends in lonely. You're living fast, never looking back. Thank you.
Hey, there you go, Doug. That was, well, earlier, I guess. Jerry Cerrada?
Cerrada, yeah.
Cerrada. And his, I met a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, you only met one?
Well, one special one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it now.
Okay.
So, hey, Doug, we're almost done.
No.
Yeah, we're almost done as we close our set with this powerhouse.
Mm.
And she started in a country, but her soul belongs to the blues.
Oh, that's good.
Well, is it?
Well, it is for me.
Anyway, it's Crystal Shawanda. She's Ojibwe. She grew up in the Wiklamakong First Nation on Manitoulin Island. She initially rose to fame as a country star, but her transition into the blues revealed her true power. So she's got a raspy voice, and it has earned her a Juno Awards and the reputation as one of the most formidable vocalists in the industry today.
Mm-hmm. So, you're in for a treat, I hope.
I hope too. Sing Pretty Blues is her selection. Now, have you heard this song, Doug?
Only once. Mm-hmm. That's why it's here, I think.
Uh-huh. Get ready. Yeah. Get ready to hear it again.
That's right. Well, you know, I like her voice. And it also takes me away from some of the struggles in the media that we have these days. So, you know, listening to her singing and the ideas that she has, she is like the fellow we just talked about, Jerry Cerrada, a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
But she does it through blues.
Yeah. Well, good.
Okay. Well, there you go. What's the song again?
Sing Pretty Blues.
Yeah. Okay. Great. We'll chat with you in a bit.
Company. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Vicki Cummings. My grandson is Harley Kohler. Hi, Harley. Surprise, surprise. Today I'm going to read you a legend. I don't have a book to read it from, but it is a Native American legend. It's called The Legend of How the Bear Lost His Tail. Do you know why a bear has a short tail and why sometimes he can be heard growling in the woods for what seems like no particular reason at all? In the beginning, Bear had a long, bushy tail, which he was quite proud of. Bear loved to show off his tail to all the other animals, including Fox. Well, now, Fox loved to play tricks, because that's how foxes are. They're pretty sly and tricky. And one day, he decided to have some fun with Bear. In the winter, the lake had frozen over like it is now, and Fox knew the path that Bear took down by the lake and decided to lure Bear in with some fish. Fox cut a hole in the ice like you would do for ice fishing, and he stacked as many fish as he could next to it. Fox knew Bear loved to eat fish, but so did Fox. Fox didn't want Bear to fish in his spot, so fearing that Bear would eat all the fish up, he decided to play this trick. So when Bear saw that all that fish stacked into a pile next to the hole, he got all excited. He asked Fox to teach him how to catch that many fish. Bear swore he would do everything that the fox had told him because he wanted just as much fish as Fox had. So Fox took the bear to another spot on the lake and cut a hole in the ice. Fox turned to the bear and said to him, "You must put your beautiful bushy tail down into that water to enable to catch the fish." So Fox told Bear he must sit very, very still and very, very quiet, and he shouldn't think of anything at all, just peace and quiet, because the fish could read your thoughts. And then Fox trotted off into the woods in the bushes, and he told Bear, "Now don't you move till I tell you to." And so Fox, being the trickster that he was, started laughing at the bear because he thought the bear was just foolish to sit with this beautiful tail in this fishing hole. Bear did what he was told, and he did not move, and he did not think any thoughts. Fox watched the bear sitting so still. He was laughing and laughing and rolling around on the ground. And soon Fox grew tired of watching the bear, so he went home. The next morning, Fox went back to the lake wondering if Bear had gone home. And it snowed during the night, so when he got out on the lake, he saw this big mound, and there was snow covered over it next to the hole, and he realized the bear was still there, and he still had his tail in the hole. Fox looked at him and he goes, "Now, Bear, now." So the bear jumps up and, oh, he heard this crack and, oh, that really hurt. And his tail was frozen in the hole and it ripped off. And he lost this big, beautiful tail. His beautiful tail was still stuck in this hole. Oh, the bear moaned and he groaned and he was in a lot of pain. And Fox thought it was just hilarious. Well, Bear was not happy and Bear gave out a big growl. And now, when you hear bears growling in the woods, you know why. Because the bear is mad because he still has that short tail. He doesn't have that big, beautiful, bushy tail anymore. That darn fox, he played an awful trick on Bear, didn't he? Yeah, that was kind of mean. Well, I hope you enjoyed the story. Talk to you later. Bye, Harley.
Down in the shade, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Lay me down in the shade. Nobody knows where we go. Nobody knows.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at HuntingtonSociety.ca.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door swings and I see your face. And I, oh, will I even go?
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
Was the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. You were home beside me. We've left your bedroom in its place. Posters and memories unerased. And I, oh, I even mind.
like my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years. And I'm missing you now.
I never na pitaha on my rave. Kitsaho na til litau lau rave. Zuna honga an litau kone rave. Tahamuna
was the same. Love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me. Light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, all I even will. I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I.
Bang, ooh, that guy. King of my name. Okay. Did you hear that?
Sure did.
All righty.